What worries her most is the known vulnerability of the tankers, many of them non-pressurized, thin-skinned DOT-111s that are being used to transport much of the crude.
How would you characterize the DOT-111?
You know, I referred to it once as the Ford Pinto of rail cars, and I use that analogy because when it was involved in an accident, there were many times that it just burst into flame and exploded and people died needlessly.
Yet tens of thousands of these older and weaker cars, never designed to carry flammable material, are being pressed into service to carry the bulk of Bakken crude.